Blog Talk Radio. Inspiring growth now with intensity and transparent energy. If you're tuned in, this means you're now ready to make the shift from ordinary to absolutely amazing. Welcome to Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker, a show where you will always get the sparks you need to ignite your life and live the epic life now that you deserve today.
No.
We want to take this time here at the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network to thank some very special people who took advantage of our 2014 Giving Greatness campaign efforts to help businesses expand their visibility around the world. Thank you to Tim and Alnita Johnson of Tim Johnson's International Salons and Full Service Suites. Thank you to author and speaker Wynn Kelly Charles. Thank you to Deb Bailey of Power U Media. And thank you to Tara Miss Madam Money Jackson of the Boss Brunch Tours. We are still giving greatness here in 2015 and beyond. So if you'd like to become a partner or sponsor for the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network, be sure to text hashtag giving greatness to 919-205-8610 today. Again, text the words hashtag giving greatness to 919-205-8610 today. Yes, there is an amazing life on the other side of all the things you procrastinate on. It's time for you to break through and experience success over procrastination and the fear of success you are living in love, life, and business today. Don't wait. Go right over right now to toyparker.com to schedule your free Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker breakthrough session today so you can live the epic life now that you deserve. Today.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are around the world. Yes, I am your host, Toy Parker, and I'm so happy and excited to be with you here on this Thursday evening here on the East Coast and in the United States of America. I want to thank everyone around the world that's joining us, and especially those here at home in the United States, around the different regions. We have people from Midwest joining us and looking at the different area codes. We have so many. Thank you so much. I'm still learning. I know it's been a year, but I'm still learning area codes. But thank you so much, those up north. I see some northern area codes. I see some on the West Coast. I think that's Alaska. Thank you so much for joining us. Also, our guest is in the green room down in the heart of Texas. Nikki Woods is here in the studios with us. She's in the green room right now. She'll be joining us a little bit later. A phenomenal woman, and I love her dearly. Just appreciate her so much. She actually is a global visibility expert, and she has Nikki Woods Media. She has a lot of great things going on. And on top of everything else and all the other hats, she's also a well-known author and is a national bestseller. So I really wanted to just showcase her tonight because she supports so many people around the world, and I wanted to just give back and just pay it forward and just really support her. She works. She's one of the hardest working women. Both of us are, but, you know, she is definitely one of the hardest working women around the world. And I wanted to make sure that we showcase her greatness tonight. And so we will be talking with her a little bit later. I'm excited about that. Tonight I'm going to be giving you some PowerPoints that are just going to be blazing amazing, and you'll be able to immediately apply to your life. Because we're going to be talking about some real serious stuff tonight. You know, I love the fact that Nikki's book is called Easier Said Than Done, because it just goes right along with tonight's topic. We're talking about success over procrastination, and we're going to talk about how you can break free from the really, it's a habit, you know, that procrastination habit is serious. I've been doing a series over the past year for those who have been joining us last year, and I got a lot of inbox requests and text requests to bring that series back. So I'm going to do part one this month, might do part two again next month of the procrastination series. It's called Success Over Procrastination. And I definitely, you know, I personally have overcome in that area, and I really, it has a soft spot in my heart because I'm able to help other people break free of that as well. And it's not impossible. It feels like it sometimes, but I promise you, you can do it, and I'm here to help you break through. So we have a lot lined up tonight, a lot of blazing, amazing conversation We have some great music for you. And just so you know, the first song that you heard tonight was an exclusive Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Breakthrough Artist. That was Sam Harmonix with Let Me Love You. We're going to hear a little bit more from him later on tonight. We're also going to hear from Kimberly Barrett in just a few minutes. So, again, this is the one and only place where you can not only get education, you get entertainment, edutainment, and blazing, amazing conversation with exclusive interviews with wonderful people from around the world, only right here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network. If you have not already joined our Facebook group, be sure to do so. Go into your, some places it's your upper left hand, it might be your upper right hand corner, depending on whether you're mobile or on the desktop or on a tablet. So be sure to go to that search area, put in hashtag Ignite Your Life, look for the picture that comes up with my face on it, and it says Ignite Your Life in all caps, and then your life. Be sure to join our Facebook group, and I have to give specifics now because there are a couple people who are creating Ignite Your Life groups, but we were here first, and we are the original group. Not trying to take away from what anyone else is doing, but hey, we were here first, so be sure to choose the right group so that you can join us. And it's okay. You know, it's amazing because a lot of people do a lot of different things. And, you know, people ask me, they say, Toy, you know, a lot of people do things that you do or try to do spinoffs of what you do. And I take that as a compliment. My gifts are a gift to the world. And if God uses me as a catalyst for change to incite and ignite change in other people to invoke them to action, then so be it. As long as you don't infringe any copyright laws, I appreciate that. So you know me, I'm going to keep it real. But anyway, this is a show where we're going to talk about wonderful things. And I'm going to be a little tough on you tonight because the nation is a spirit and we're going to break it. We got to break it, you know, because there is amazing life. There's an amazing life on the other side of everything you procrastinate on. And so I'm here tonight to help you overcome and break through in that area. What we're going to do, also want to just thank some people. I want to thank our VIP Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network sponsor, that is Jason Peel, based in Atlanta. Awesome, awesome guy. He'll be joining us next week for our relationship segment. We didn't move it. We didn't switch it this time because we're going to talk about love a little bit tonight. This is that Valentine's Day weekend. I'm going to play a lot of love music to keep you guys in the mood for love. No worries. And I might do a special segment. It'll probably be a post that I'll put in the group just exclusively for the group on Saturday. I'm still working and figuring out whether I want to do that or not, or just wait until next week because we have a lot of material that we want to go over in terms of love and relationships. And I have a little surprise for you all that I'll be announcing in the group tomorrow. So lots of great stuff coming up, lots of great PowerPoints coming up. But guess what? We got to take a little break because we're going to have much more coming up right after this. So stay with us right here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network. Yes, there is an amazing life on the other side of all the things you procrastinate on. It's time for you to break through and experience success over procrastination and the fear of success you are living in love, life, and business today. Don't wait. Go right over right now to toyparker.com to schedule your free Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker breakthrough session today so you can live the epic life now that you deserve today. We want to take this time here at the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network to thank some very special people who took advantage of our 2014 Giving Greatness campaign efforts to help businesses expand their visibility around the world. Thank you to Tim and Alnita Johnson of Tim Johnson's International Salons and Full Service Suites. Thank you to author and speaker Wynn Kelly Charles. Thank you to Deb Bailey of Power U Media. And thank you to Tara Miss Madam Money Jackson of the Boss Brunch Tours. We are still giving greatness here in 2015 and beyond. So if you'd like to become a partner or sponsor for the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network, be sure to text hashtag giving greatness to 919-205-8610 today. Again, text the words hashtag giving greatness to 919-205-8610 today.
Yes, and we are back on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network. Yes, I am your host, Toy Parker. I'm having lots and lots of fun. If you only could be a fly on the wall behind the scenes, seeing me doing all that I am doing for you, and I don't mind it a bit. I love it. I love it. I love it. Absolutely love it. Want to go ahead and get into tonight's PowerPoints, and then we're going to take a break, and then when we come out of that break, we'll be bringing on our guest out of the green room. I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. I'm just so excited. But until then, I want you to get out your pen and paper for those who do not have it out already. If you're new to the show, whenever I do PowerPoints or whenever we have guests, even though we're having blazing, amazing conversation, there are nuggets in between. So really, consider this a lifelong conversation, because what's going to happen, what I'm hoping will happen, is that something will ignite your life tonight, and you will have nuggets of wisdom that you will take with you and actually apply them to your life starting tonight, not even waiting until tomorrow, literally starting tonight. So that's why this is never, there's never an end to this conversation. Even though we come back every week, it is a lifelong conversation as long as you apply the principles that are shared within this Power Pack show. So let's get right down to business, shall we? Okay, we're going to talk about the book, wonderful book, Easier Said Than Done, which is a novel and is awesome. I can't wait to talk about that. Right now we're going to talk about success over procrastination, which is literally easier said than done. But it is achievable. So what I want to do is I'm going to give you a few PowerPoints on different ways to stop the stalling that happens with procrastination. So I don't know where what called it the shorty behind the scenes, Kimberly Arrington, one of the beauties of IME University. She usually joins me out in the feeds. But for those who are out in the feeds, Teresa, I see you out there. Donna Cross, if you happen to have any time. I know sometimes you're busy tending to one of our other listeners, which is your son. Thank you so much for allowing him to join us at this hour. Really appreciate you. And there's some more of you out there. I won't call you out by name because I'll be talking the rest of the show with the names. But thank you to each and every one of you out there. Ladima Burns, I saw you posting out there in the feeds. Thank you so much for sharing. Comedian, Ms. Woody, yes, thank you so much for your support. Really appreciate it. I saw a lot of sharing out there in the feeds. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone. And for anyone that I missed, please do not charge it to my mind or my heart, because I just want to make sure we go ahead and get on with our show. but I do appreciate you nonetheless. And for those who are just joining us, I see a lot more area codes. The lines are filling up fast. So for those of you who are not able to get in, be sure to stream live with us online at blogtalkradio.com/Toy Parker. That's blogtalkradio.com/Toy Parker for those who are joining us live via the internet. Thank you for joining us, because I won't see your area code wherever you are, but I know you're out there. So for those of you around the world that are streaming live with us, thank you as well. I did not forget about you. And those of you who are listening to the podcast, be sure to still post out in the feeds. And I want to say a special thank you to you too, because even though this is a rebroadcast for you, this information is still new, fresh, and exciting, and the conversations are still just as blazing amazing as they are tonight, as the time that I'm actually speaking, as I'm speaking to you in future tense. Isn't that amazing, what technology, what we can do? So at any rate, let's go ahead and jump right in. We're going to be talking about ways to get things done and out of the way. Because a lot of times with procrastination, it's an issue of getting things done. And it's not just that we want to get it done, but it's the rate that we want to get it done. Because sometimes we just want to do it. We want control of the situation. So we want to do it when we feel like doing it. We want to do it when we want to do it, as opposed to when we need to do it. There are different types of procrastination. I went over those last year. I might post them out in the feed a little bit later on. I'm not going to get into those tonight. Tonight we're going to drill in specifically to action, to combat procrastination. I'm looking at some different, you guys like, what are you laughing at, Toy? There's a lot going on back here. It's just funny. I get a lot of inboxes and things, and so I'm just checking out. I always check out everything. I'm like the CIA. I just, you know, just like NSA, I have eyes everywhere. I'm looking at everything. But at the same time, I'm still here with you, I promise you, in this present moment. So number one, what we're going to do, we're going to compartmentalize our time. Number one is compartmentalize our time. I want you to be specific with yourself about your priorities. A lot of times we lie to ourselves, and that's what we need to stop doing. We'll say to ourselves, oh, I can finish that in no time. And really, no time is about 5 hours or 3 hours. We need to start being realistic and actually setting a real schedule for ourselves. So what we need to do, we need to compartmentalize time, as opposed to giving these broad generalities of time frames. We need to let's drill down. Be specific with yourself about your priorities. What are your short-term priorities that you can not afford to put off another day or even a decade? So I want you to take the time tonight and really be honest with yourself, because remember, we can't really be honest with anyone else until we're honest with ourselves first. That's a bonus not related to procrastination, but it's still equally important. So just want to let you know, number one, we need to compartmentalize our time. What are your long-term goals that are important to you? What details would you wisely manage each day that you can have uninterrupted time to contribute to those significant life efforts? I'll use myself for an example. I've been writing for all my life, literally. Wrote my first poem when I was, I think, about fourth grade or so. Wrote my first article that went in the newspaper by the time I was in high school. So I've been writing a long time. And I've always wanted to be, quote, unquote, a writer, more specifically an author. And I've co-written quite a few books over the past few decades. But there's this one accomplishment that, you know, it just really... I would put it off, not on purpose, but it was just a daunting project for me, and that's actually completing a book. I've started several, several. When I say several, I mean many. And when I say many, I mean a whole lot. But, you know, I say that in jest, and I can laugh at myself because I know that a lot of that, some of that was procrastination, some of it was fear of success, which I posted an article today that I wrote about that and how I've overcome it in different phases of my life, because it is not something that has plagued me per se, but it is something that I've overcome. And I'm here to tell you that if you are, whatever it is that you're afraid of, whatever's on the other side of that, that's what you need to be doing. Same goes with procrastination. Whatever it is that you're really trying not to do, for example, I was at a point where I'd start writing my book, but then I remembered, ooh, I need to wash the dishes. Not that the dishes didn't need to be washed, but I could easily throw them into the dishwasher, right? But so, and that doesn't take a whole lot of time, but I would go into this thing where I start doing the dishes, and then I think, okay, I need to clean this and then I need to clean that. And all the while my laptop is sitting over there going, yo, hey, wait a minute. So she said, you're going to work on this book. But I found all these other really important things to do as opposed to sitting down to write. Now, granted, some of it for this past year had been a little bit of an emotional situation because the book that I was trying to finish last year, my father passed during the time that I was writing it. So I kind of had this emotional writer's block of sorts regarding that particular book, so I started working on other books. But either way, none complete. So when I'm talking to you tonight, I'm not talking to you, talking at you. I've experienced it. I've lived through it. I've overcome it. And, you know, I'm happy to say, as of today, a book that I actually started working on last year when my father passed, I put it down, picked it up, put it down, kind of did this progress over perfection thing that I call progress over perfection. And I would just, I would chip at it every week. Then I really got serious and decided, you know, I really set a hard deadline, and that's this number one, compartmentalizing time. So I actually really got down to brass tacks, and I was like, no, I really want to finish this book by a certain day. So I set my day, and I said, well, realistically, I need to really sit down and write at least 2 hours a day. And I'll never forget when I was younger, I was talking to an author, Gwendolyn Brooks, and some other people I've talked to over the years of different types of writers and things, and they would always tell me, and they would always say the same thing, and I tell you tonight the same thing, and I'm sure Nikki will share it again later. You have to set aside time every day, even if it's just 30 minutes, just that discipline, it really matters and it really makes a difference. And I'm speaking from experience. I'm actually going to be completing my last chapter tonight. I was down to 2 chapters earlier today, and I'm so happy. Woo-hoo! I'm at the last chapter. I'm halfway through, so I only have about what I consider about a half of a chapter left to write. And I'll finish that after the show, and I'm just really excited about that. And I'll be releasing information about it later on this weekend. So I'm really excited about that. But I wanted to share that with you to kind of illustrate that number one, compartmentalize your time. So again, number one, compartmentalize your time. Number two, inspect what you expect. Utilizing that same example, keep your goals clear and measurable and your action plans manageable and consistent. Reasonable. Again, I use those words, reasonable, because I'm a perfectionist, as I've shared with you many times before. So for me, sometimes I set unrealistic goals for myself. And that's something that we do. You know, a lot of us are procrastinators who are procrastinators or procrastinate in different areas. It's not that you're lazy. You're not lazy at all. If anything, you're overly productive in different things. You just need to manage your time better and to manage your need for control over certain situations. We'll get to that in a little while. Keep your goals clear and measurable and your action plan manageable. Okay, so you can take your own temperament, your interests, and style into consideration when you do that. But you still have to inspect what you expect. I expected to finish my book by this weekend, and I had to inspect my time to make sure that I was managing myself and holding myself to the fire, holding myself accountable, igniting my life so that I can actually achieve what I had set out to do. So I speak before you as someone who literally has done that. It's serious. It's very serious, and it's doable. But you have to be committed, which brings me to number three. Completion of your commitment. A lot of us make a lot of commitments. We make commitments in love. We make commitments in life. We make commitments in business. Now, that's a good thing, to make a commitment. But guess what's even better? To complete the commitment, to bring that commitment to completion. Finish what you start, in other words. And again, this is doable, but here's how you do it. You make a commitment to complete your priorities. Again, I keep using these words, reasonable, but it's really key for anyone who deals with procrastination, because what happens is you set unrealistic expectations for yourself. So you'll probably hear the word reasonable quite a bit tonight, but it's for your own good. Toy, why are you using that word? You're just overusing it. Yeah, I am, and I don't care, because you need to hear it. Reasonable. Set reasonable goals. There are times, yes, where we set these lofty goals that, you know, that are unrealistic because we want to have something to reach for. But when you're dealing with an immediate deadline, you're dealing with an immediate goal, you need to set realistic and reasonable, measurable goals for yourself to achieve them in terms of your time and space to do that. Number four, stay the course. My dad used to always tell me, you know, I tell him about I was frustrated with something, stay the course, a relationship, stay the course. It didn't matter what it was. He was military, so his whole thing was stay the course. And really, in essence, that's don't give up. In essence, that's don't give up. A lot of times what happens with procrastination is that we disappoint ourselves and then we put off doing it even more because we don't want to disappoint ourselves again and we don't like the feeling that we have when we disappointed ourselves. So it becomes this vicious cycle. So I'm here to share with you to maintain progress over perfection, where you have small successes and each small success leads to another small success. And at the end, it ends up being a really huge success. Case in point, my book. I practice what I talk about. I utilize my progress over perfection principle, and I chipped at it every single day, whether it was working on the cover or writing my back cover or writing my acknowledgement page or, you know, whatever. It didn't matter. Whatever it was, I just made sure that I took time or writing one chapter one night. Sometimes I'd say, okay, I want to make sure I finish two chapters tonight, or I want to finish one chapter. And sometimes it doesn't go that way. Sometimes I'm in chapter eight because I got motivated to write about chapter eight, and chapter two is sitting there like, yo, what happened to me? And I'm like, I'll get back to you. I don't talk to the book, but that's, you know, and if it were to be a cartoon, that's what it would look like, for real. Because you have all these blank pages, and then, but it's just a part of the writing process, and you have to be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself. And I'm just using myself as an example because this is something that I actually completed that I did procrastinate on, about 20 years worth of procrastination on the completion of a book. So that was pretty chronic. That was pretty serious, ladies and gentlemen. But you don't have to be me. And, you know, God's timing is always perfect, so I don't beat myself up about it. I feel like, you know, when it happens, it's supposed to happen. Like now, right now, whatever the things that are happening in my life are supposed to happen exactly how they are supposed to happen. So be patient with yourself. But the key is, you know, when you do notice your procrastination behaviors, which brings me to number five, identify your procrastination blind spots. Let's say you're riding in the car and, you know, there's this blind spot that you just really didn't see and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that was there. That's kind of how procrastination happens sometimes. When does your procrastination happen? Let's break that down. A lot of times, you know, a lot of people talk about procrastination. They teach it. You know, I just want us to drill in a little bit more. Do you bog down? Do you feel bogged down at the stage of inception before you even start? Sometimes procrastination is just starting. It's just a matter of starting, literally starting. And that used to happen to me. It's happened to me before with different projects. But, you know, there's a process to overcome that, and we're going to talk about that more tonight. But let's get to some other areas. Do you kind of snare yourself in the planning stage? Okay, you've already gotten started, but now you're writing it out, and then you feel overwhelmed because you realize that this is really going to be a daunting task or set of tasks, and you just kind of feel a little overwhelmed, so then you kind of procrastinate the planning stage. Or do you kind of fizzle out after you finish and you don't follow through? Let's say you finish the book, but then the book is just sitting there. That won't happen to me because this is like a baby that's born for me, so I'm definitely going to show it off to the world. But there are some people who are out there who have books that just never went anywhere. They didn't try to publish it. They didn't do a query letter. They didn't try to independently publish it. It is just sitting there because that follow-through, you know, is their blocking area, their blocked area. Find out what your blind spots are. Do you fade in the stretch? You start out quickly, you're gung-ho, and then you get right at the end, and then you kind of start to fade out, a movie, fade into black. I'll submit to you today, I want you to ignite your life and not let that happen. Me personally, and this is just a real case scenario, sometimes for some reason my body starts just kind of operating against me. I'll get sleepy when it's time to finish something really, really important. All of a sudden,
I'm never sleepy. I'm wired all the time. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes the sleep monkey jumping on my back talking about some, hey, let's go to sleep. No, not right now. Oh, I'm trying to finish this. So you've got to know what your body does. Pay attention to those things. When that happened to me yesterday, when I was trying to finish up a chapter, I didn't give in to it. I went and I just kind of took a brisk walk, and I was like, oh, no, I know what's happening here. I know how this goes. Catch yourself. You know, pay attention to your own behaviors that cause and facilitate procrastination. And again, I'm using myself as an example. Ignite, for those that do not know, stands for Inspiring Growth Now with Intensity and Transparent Energy. And I am being very transparent with you with the hopes that it is helping you. And then there's some that finish the task, do the follow-up, and then kind of don't want to go the extra mile. So are you that person? Find yourself wherever you find yourself. And be sure to listen to this broadcast again and again and again so that you can kind of take the bits and nuggets that apply to you so that you can really improve and ignite your life. Number six, done, kind of wrapping up these PowerPoints, and I'll go back through them one more time before we go to break, but I want you to be in operation mode of fact over feeling, kind of what I was alluding to, that whole sleepiness bit. It happens to the best of us, right? But what happens is you need to determine how you stop yourself from acting effectively. And what are those areas? Do you spend too much time doubting yourself and doubting your abilities? What is your internal dialogue? That is so key and so important. What is it that you do to second-guess yourself? You need to increase that confidence in your internal dialogue. Do you tend to overestimate or underestimate the time in which you can complete a task? Do you have unrealistic expectations of yourself? Whatever those feelings are, you're going to have to ignore them so that you can get it done. You can break through those barriers and get into a do-it-now mode. Sometimes I can feel my emotions. I don't feel like that whole I don't feel like doing something mode. I know when it hits me. You feel it. When you feel it, do the opposite of that. Whatever it is that you're feeling when it's time to procrastinate, do the exact opposite of that feeling. So go by your fact. The fact is you need to get the work done. The fact is you need to write the book. The fact is you have a deadline you need to meet. The fact is you need to go ahead and get your clothes out the night before so you're not scrambling in the morning trying to figure out what you want to wear, which brings me to my next point. Some of you are like, Toy, you're stepping all over my toes. I do not apologize, because I know this is helping you. This is helping somebody out there. I can feel it. And if you are one of those people, be sure to post out in the feed so that other people can know, so that they can definitely listen to this broadcast and join us tonight, because the night is still young. Ha-ha. Number seven, we talked about getting organized, even with the everyday items. Sometimes it's the little things that keep you from doing the big things, because you procrastinate on your grocery list or you procrastinate on paying your bills. Those emotions that come with that procrastination spill over into your big area of your projects and your work and the different things. I often talk about people, you know, we all are superwomen and we're supermen with this big old S on our chest, but guess what? Some of us are flying around and that S is just as crooked as it can be. The S is just jacked up. And we need to get it straightened out. You need to iron that bad boy. So the only way to do that is to take care of home first. So take care of home first. Get organized. Get your shopping list. Pay your bills. Some of us have money in the bank and still don't pay the bill. And then, you know, it's just an adrenaline rush. Please stop. I've been there, done that before. It's just insane. It's insane. You have the money. Pay the bill. Just do it now. Get it out the way. Simple things, washing clothes, folding up clothes. Go ahead and take care of those little things. I'm telling you, those small successes lead to more success in different areas. I know I've been there, I've done that. It's sometimes the little things that can trap and snare you, and that's what you want to capitalize on. The incompleteness of things can weigh on your mind and your spirit, and that's kind of helps to fuel that procrastination spirit. And what you want to do is starve that bad boy. You want to leave it where it doesn't even have a chance with you. But the only way to do that is literally to take action, and not just any type of action, but decisive action, laser sharp action, intentional action, because anybody can be busy doing a whole bunch of things and still get absolutely nothing done. I promise you that. So that's our last thing, progress over perfection by getting organized. So I'm going to go back over these, and then we're going to cut the break. And then when we come back, we're going to have our wonderful guest, Nikki Wood. So for those who are just joining us, here is a kind of a brief summary of what I talked about tonight, of different ways to get things done and out of the way. Number one, compartmentalize your time. Number two, inspect what you expect. Number three, completion of commitment is very critical. Number four, stay the course. Do not give up no matter what. Number five, identify your procrastination blind spots. You're definitely going to have to listen to the rebroadcast because I went specifically on different things in detail. Number six, fact over feeling. Hashtag fact over feelings. Get things done. Don't spend too much time. You know, it's okay to think, but to overthink and to waste time, that's time that you'll be getting something done. You need to be more efficient. It's easier said than done, but you can do it. Number seven, get organized. Practice daily progress over perfection. Get all those little things done in your life, in your personal life, so that you can really ignite your life and explode in the other areas of your life. And what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a quick break. You'll be listening to Bad Men, Good Guys by our VIP Platinum sponsor, Jason Peel. And when we come out of the break, we will have our one and only Nikki Woods here talking with us live right after this.
Yes, there is an amazing life on the other side of all the things you procrastinate on. It's time for you to break through and experience success over procrastination and the fear of success you are living in love, life, and business today. Don't wait. Go right over right now to toyparker.com to schedule your free Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker breakthrough session today so you can live the epic life now that you deserve. Today.
And we are back. That was Bad Men, Good Guys by our VIP platinum artist, Jason Peel. Another exclusive track heard only on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network. And I am so excited. I've been trying to contain myself. You all know I stay excited about life in general, but I'm definitely excited tonight. I do my little mic check. Mic check, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2. I'm doing great. How about you, Nikki?
Hello?
Hello. Wonderful. Woo.
Okay.
I was like, wait a minute. That was me. I'm pressing on buttons up here. Oh, my goodness.
I was like,
wait
a minute.
Yes, honey. I made sure. I was like, oh, no. I'm going to make sure I press the right one. Someone, a caller had called in, and I saw the little question mark. So someone else had, then I looked at the number, and I said, no, that's not the right number. That is not the right number. Let me give it back. So, yes, I am so happy you are here. Thank you so much for joining me live in the studios. Nikki, how are you doing this evening?
I am phenomenal. Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, you are most welcome. You are most welcome. And what I wanted to do, you just do so much, Nikki. You know, I did not promote the fact that you're on the Tom Joyner Morning Show only because I feel that there's so much more to you than, even though that is your life in terms of career, one aspect of it, but there's so many more aspects of what you do professionally. And I really wanted to showcase that tonight, and I hope that was okay.
No, that was perfectly fine. No, that's awesome. I appreciate it.
Yay. Well, what I want you to do tonight is tell our audience, for those that do not know who you are, a lot of people do know who you are, and they've had a chance to, you know, really enjoy your work abroad, but tell them a little bit more about what you do. Tell them about your global, your visibility expert aspect of your business, and a little bit about the webinars that you do, because you do some really awesome webinars.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I'm a mom of two boys, so I like to say that first. That is my most amazing career path.
Awesome.
I love being a mother, but yes, I'm also the owner of my own business. I'm an entrepreneur, or as I like to say, I have parallel careers. And with Nikki Woods Media, we do platform development. So we help mainly authors, but businesses and other brands as well, develop their platform so that they can be seen visibly. and that they can introduce their products, their services, their business, their brand on a global scale. So that's a large part of what we do, and that's just really based on my work for so many years in traditional media, but also my latest, venture into social media. For the past 10 years, I've really been learning social media and growing my platform using social media, and I've put together a pretty easy and effective system to help other people grow their platforms as well.
Awesome, awesome. And when it comes to writing, because you've been writing a long time as well, can you share with the audience a little bit about your journey into becoming an author?
Absolutely. I've just always written. I think that I'm just a communicator by nature. So whatever the mm-hmm. platform medium, I just love to do it. So mm-hmm. I started out as an avid reader, and that I think parlayed itself into writing. So ever since I could remember, I was writing short stories and writing, creative paragraphs when I was really young, and it kind of grew and it snowballed, and I used to write, and then I would send it like to my mom and my sister and some really close girlfriends, and they would always like,
right.
Well, okay, well, what happens next, and so I would keep writing,
right.
And then eventually it turned into a novel, and I was like, oh, okay, and then I got the novel published, and I was an author, and I was like, oh, okay. And so it just kind of
right?
grew from there. It's for me, fiction is just a really cool way to wrap up the truth. So I think that there's a
mm-hmm.
lot of truth telling, and I think there's a lot of healing, not only for myself but for other people when it comes to relationships and life,
yeah.
and how we navigate both of them. And so, Tom has the putting the purpose in the party, and for me, that's what novels are. I mean, it's the truth, but
right.
it's just kind of wrapped up in a nice little bow, and it makes it easier for people to kind of digest and unwrap and sit with it and heal.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. And for easier said than done, take us into the characterization a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your book, because it's doing so incredibly well, and I personally have it. And so I encourage anyone who has not bought it to be sure to purchase it. It is on Amazon. I will put the links out there for you, Nikki, so no worries. Or if you want to put them out there, you're an honorary member of the group, so you can post anytime you want to promote anything of yours. You go ahead and post it.
Oh, you're sweet. and I will say for the month of February that they're doing a special on Easier Said Than Done. So for the Kindle, it's only $2.99. So it's a really great time to get it now. But Easier Said Than Done, it's really about a woman, an independent woman who has decided she wants to pursue, a career, a really high-demanding career. She lives in Chicago, but her family is from Jamaica, and, all of a sudden her grandmother dies, and she has to figure out what that means for her life. So she has to go back to Jamaica. She's got to mm-hmm. deal with family stuff. Her parents were killed when she was younger, so she really is the next in line to deal with her grandmother's issues and what's left over from the estate and the family fallout. And then there's a love there, a former boyfriend, and it ended abruptly, and Kingston, who is the main character, never really knew why and never really understood it, and so she's got to deal with that too. And so really the question for Kingston is, do I pursue what everybody else tells me I should be doing, which is, full on this fabulous career that she went to school and worked really hard for, or does she go back to mm-hmm. her roots and does she take care of what her grandmother wanted her to take care of? And the choices that we have to make, I mean, really, life could be easier said than done. And making those hard decisions that, may not look the way that they're supposed to look to other people, but feel the way that they're supposed to feel to us. And so that really is what that novel is about.
Awesome. And while you were writing, take us a little bit through that process. Was there a time where you had to literally ignite your life to really get it done? Because, they say it is literally easier said than done to write a book. But
it absolutely is.
Was there
anybody? No, I was going to say, I tell anybody, especially women who have had children, writing a book to me is like childbirth. I mean, it's really cute in the beginning,
right,
and you're excited, and, you know, you just have that glow,
mm-hmm.
and then you start getting bigger, and you're a little bit more clumsy.
Yes.
Getting around is, you know, it gets difficult, and then you get to, like, that 8.5 month where you just want it done. You don't care.
Yes.
You want that baby out of you.
Oh,
you
my God.
You just want it done, and that's what writing a book is like. And so you really do have to make up your mind that you are, as you said earlier, you're going to set aside a certain amount of time, and you're going to just keep chipping away until it's done. I mean, writing is work. It's not something
yes.
that any of us sit down and do easily all the time. So it does take a certain level of commitment, just as with anything in life.
Right.
You know, so it does take, you know, commitment, it takes the desire, and it takes the knowledge that, you know, that once this book is done and you put that baby out in the world, that it's not only going to be healing to you, but it's going to be healing to others. And it indeed is going to change the world just based on the fact that you've done it. And sometimes that's motivation for us to continue to write and to do what we need to do. But it does take a lot of commitment.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for you, because you do so many things, and, you know, I love it because every guest I have has a lot of hats, and they all have a different method by which they get everything done. For you, as a mom, as a, you know, a career, you have a career, the parallel careers, you know, how do you do it? Literally, how do you do it?
I think what you said earlier has become key for me, and that's compartmentalizing things, knowing when my creativity is at peak, knowing when, you know, my energy is at peak, and knowing when I have to give time to certain things. You can't do everything at the same time, so you really have to break it down.
Right.
And for me, I make a lot of lists. It sounds very OCD.
Me too.
But I really do. I make a lot of lists,
too.
And I try to keep them at, you know, to between 5 and 10 things per day. And I really decide what is going to be most difficult for me to do. And then I do that first.
Right.
I get it right out of the way. Because a lot of times we procrastinate because we're fearing doing something we don't enjoy doing. So for me, that's like returning emails. That's like turning down media requests. It's like really, I guess in my mind, it's like playing the bad guy. It's like, you know, denying people what they think is going to be the means to an end of, you know, result for their dream. And so that's really hard for me. So I do that. Like, people are getting emails from me like at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, I'm sorry, but this just doesn't fit
the
show because that's
way.
The part. Yeah, that's what's hardest for me. So if I get it done in the beginning of the day, that leaves me free to really be productive and just knock everything else out of the way.
Right. That's awesome. And what is the one thing that you love the most about working on the Tom Joyner Morning Show? Because it takes you get a chance to do so many different things. You meet new people. You know, I have my own journey, you know, through radio and television. So everybody's different. So for you, what do you enjoy the most about working on that show?
Two things, really. I think one is that every day is just not the same. You know, it's never the same. I mean, may have to complete certain things in order to get the show ready for the next day. But it's never the same show, and it's never the same energy. It's never the same thing. And two, I laugh a lot, and I love that about my job. I love going to work because I laugh really for like 4 hours, and it really sets the tone for my day. So, so I really, really enjoy what I do. I enjoy all the people that I meet, and I know that if it wasn't for you know, my job with the Tom Joyner Morning Show and what I do in that arena, that so many other doors wouldn't have been open for me. I mean, I've been able to do things for my family and for myself that, you know, most people only dream of. And for that, I'm extremely grateful.
That is awesome. And even as an entrepreneur, you know, there are highs and lows and ebbs and flows. But for you, what's the greatest joy of having your own business and that liberty to create from that business and to expand into different areas of business? What's the best joy for you for that?
I think for me, I think my journey as an entrepreneur has really been a mind freeing kind of thing. I think that we get mm-hmm. so boxed into what we think is a way to provide that we don't
yeah.
even think we have the wherewithal to do it on our own. We get so, you know, we rely so much on other people that we don't think that we can become the person that other people relies on. And for me, that was the biggest struggle, just seeing it a
wow.
different way. And, you know, I didn't mm-hmm. come from a family. You know, I don't come from a family of entrepreneurs. My, you know, my parents never had that goal. I mean, they did really great in
right.
their professions, but they just never, you know, seemed to even want to be an entrepreneur, which is fine. I just didn't have any
right.
real role models in that regard. And that's another thing that I love about being with Tom, just seeing how he was able to take his passion and
mm-hmm.
make a lot of money doing it, which is what we all want to do, you
yeah.
know, in some regard.
Absolutely.
But I think the other part of it is that I've really been able to model to my children that you don't have to do it the way that everybody does it, that you don't have to follow the same
yes.
path that everybody follows, and you can still be really successful. And to me, that brings the greatest joy, just knowing that there are options. Just knowing that they have
mm-hmm.
options and that they can do it, you know. I mean, I have certain,
yeah.
you know, wants for them, but I try really hard not to impose that on them, and that I just
mm-hmm.
want them to be happy and productive and great citizens
mm-hmm.
of this world. And so hopefully I role model that to them through the things that I do.
Oh, you absolutely do. I mean, even though, you know, it's, I feel like I know you. I know we don't really know each other, but I feel like, you know,
girl,
just through
please.
The, you know, the top. Girl, I'm just saying, for real, you know, but I really feel your heartbeat, you know what I mean? You know, I really, really do. I mean, I see you out there pushing and doing, and I feel the same way. And what I really love the most, when you came on, the first thing you acknowledged was the fact that you were a mom. I love that. I really, really love that, because I'm very passionate about, in fact, I'm writing a book. That's the second book that is to be completed. This
mm-hmm.
is going to be about my daughter. And so what are some of the that you love to do? Because you do so much and you're so busy within the different businesses. And then finding and carving out that special time for your children, what are some fun activities that you love to do? Maybe some of our audience members might get some really great ideas. I like to talk about family. Family is important to me, too.
It absolutely is. I think, well, first let me say this. I think the one thing that I had to stop doing, and I think that really changed the energy in our home, is that I had to stop comparing our lives to the lives of other people. So I had to stop
mm-hmm.
taking what I felt was good about their lives and was productive about their lives and try to impose it on our lives. I mean, everybody's
yeah.
home situation and home dynamics, they're different. And so
yes.
My children have been really amazing in making my walk just that much easier. So I tell them, y'all get the best 2 hours out of mommy that we can't hang out all day.
That's
we
right.
just can't. And that's, but
right,
that's okay.
Right, right, right.
But what
yeah.
you do get, they get quality time with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was really because I have two boys. So boys, I never
right.
grew up around, you know, having close male relatives. So I didn't know, like, how dynamic and energetic and just fun boys are. But they're so different. One of the other things that I try really hard to do something with them individually and not just all of us together all the time. Because they really enjoy
That's
different
really
things. So you can catch mm-hmm. me, you know, on a Thursday night, you know, with my oldest son at the batting cages, because that's what he loves. That's baseball.
Right.
And then, you know, the
right.
next night you may catch me with my youngest son and him trying really hard, desperately trying to teach mommy how to play a game on the computer, because mommy just doesn't
oh
get video games. But
right?
that's what he loves.
You're
you
not alone.
Have to meet... Good. Because they make me feel like I'm alone in this. But you have to meet them where they are. My youngest son loves
yeah.
to come to work with me when he doesn't have to go to school. And my
mm-hmm.
oldest son does not. So I just have to figure out what's special for them and do
right.
that, you know, and be there.
Yeah.
And I think the best thing, even if it's just sitting watching TV, just to be present in the moment. I mean, sometimes we have to close the computer, we have to shut it down, we have to turn our phones off, and we just have to be present with our children. And I think that that's really important, and I had to learn that kind of the hard way, because I really felt like I was losing my oldest because I was so focused on just, you know, building. And you never take, you know, the time to enjoy what you're building along the way. And so it was kind of a reality check for me, you know, that even though they're awesome and they're independent and they're smart and they're beautiful, they still need their mom, you know, and I had to be there.
That's awesome. I totally can identify with that, the same thing, even though hats off to you, you have two, and they're boys. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
It's a whole different energy, let me tell you.
But it's
awesome. I think girls are amazing, too, but it's just, I guess it's just new to me because I didn't grow up around boys. I've never, you know, like I didn't have a lot of close male cousins. It was just all girls. So I know that energy really, really well. So to experience this, it's been awesome.
I can imagine. And what I love, in my book, I was talking about this, about being present. You know, when you're talking about being with people, we say we want to be with someone, but, you know, this is whole love weekend coming up and everybody's, you know, all of that good stuff. But we say we want to be with people and we want to spend time with people, but now we have to redefine what spending time together means. And even with my daughter, for me, I was calling sometimes us spending time, her being up under me while I'm working. And she very respectfully, thank God, said to me, you know, Mommy, you know, I understand that you feel that way, but to me, that's really not us spending time. That's you working and me sitting beside you. And when she really broke that down for me, that was a real Chronicles of a Tween Mom moment. And I just looked at her like, wow, I can't believe you really did that. That's a good point. You know, so there was nothing I could say, but you know what? You're right. And let me make sure. So even though she'll still want to be up under me when I'm doing things, I still make sure that we still carve out our time. And, you know,
Absolutely. One
of the things, when you said the video game, that was, I'm so happy I'm not the only parent that's being brought into that video game world, because she is really trying to, this game, Roblox, whatever, this Roblox game, Lord Jesus. But she's coding, which, you know, I was like, well, you're coding, that's a good thing. You know, I'm trying to, like, justify, okay, yeah, that's a good thing. And she's like, I want to show you how to do it. And I'm just like, but I want to write my book right now. Can we do that later? But then I have those moments where I'm like, this book has been in the back burner for 20 years. What's another day going to be? I want her
and
to
I
have
think
a
that's
memory
another...
of us spending that time together.
Right. And that is such a great point, because I said this, we went on a vacation. It's the first vacation we've actually taken in years where it wasn't like a quote unquote working vacation. Because I, you know, I do go work in some really fun places and sometimes they get to go. So it's like a vacation for them, but it's not a vacation for us together. And so we went on this first vacation.
Right.
And that's what I realized when we went on this vacation, is that we don't make the kind of memories, or we're not as intentional about making the kinds of memories with our kids as our parents were with us. And just the realization that, you know, a week is not going to kill your business. A week is not going to, like you said, you know, affect something that's been on the back burner for 20 years. We have to realize, like, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are these businesses, and neither are, you know, the books aren't written in a day. So to really just, you know when you need to be done and be done. Go have dinner with your family. Go outside and play with the kids. And then maybe you know, there's time to come back and do something. But really, like you said, start to make those memories.
Yes, and we have to. We have to create them, because if we don't, someone else will. And what we don't, I know, you know, I don't mean to speak for both of us, but I know what we don't want is for someone else to create that memory for them, and then that's not something that we can share with them later on. They won't remember that mom did it. They'll remember that the teacher did it, or the aunt did it, or, you know, just whomever. Not that there's anything wrong with other people spending time with our children, but there are some moments that we really would like to have for ourselves, you know, with our children. Yeah. And they remember, you know, they really do. So I'm just so happy that to have you on to be able to not just talk about, you know, the books, but just life in general. And I really appreciate your transparency because, you know, that's what this show is all about. And I love that, totally love that. What we're going to do, Nikki, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to kind of do some closing discussion. And I might even, if you don't mind, I'd love for you to give some of your tips because you have some amazing, ladies and gentlemen, she has great tips on writing a book. I love her. and there's simple things that can be applied like right away. So if you don't mind, I would really love for those authors out there that are struggling, trying to, you know, get their book done, if you can give them a few tips on how to get it done.
Absolutely.
Awesome. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, right after this.
Every time I look at you, it's the desire that takes me higher, higher. It takes me all the way to the moon. It ignites the fire of my desires for you. And I cannot explain the sweet pain that drives me insane. And I can't fight, I don't wanna hide it at all. I just can't live without you.
I don't want to lose.
eyes on me. Your body's all mine. And ain't nobody better than me. I promise to take my time. I won't rush the scene. This doesn't happen all the time. Can't you see your sense of me? I'm trying to take your body.
Love mixed by Sam Harmonix, one of the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network partners. Oh my goodness, that was Sensation of Love by Sam Harmonix. We are back live in the studio with the one and only Nikki Woods. Had to do a little extra intro for you.
That was extra. That was a lot. Thank you.
It was a lot. Cutting up. I'm gonna give you some applause. Let me do it right. Okay.
Okay.
Nikki Woods is here with us live in the studios here at the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network. I am.
Oh my goodness.
But in all seriousness, all jokes aside, I am so happy to have you on here. I have just really enjoyed, you know, time flies when you're having fun, and we only have, you know, a few more minutes left, but in the last bit of the time that we have left, I was hoping you could, you know, share some words of definite inspiration to some authors out there. We have quite a few that are listening tonight in addition to our regular listening audience. So what words of wisdom would you like to share as we close out the show?
Well, words of wisdom. I mean, I think just to reiterate what I said earlier, I think for all of us that, you know, that has something that we want to share with the world, to think of the end result of your book. Like, whose life are you trying to change? Whose life are you trying to save? Whose life are you trying to make better? And just think of them as you start to begin this process of writing your book. I mean, like I said, books are for healing us, but it's also for healing other people. And so somebody really is waiting for you to write that book. And so I always think about that when I start to write. Just some practical tips for writing your book. The first thing is, I think in the first way or the first time we lose our way kind of when we're writing the book is because we don't plan. We don't plan our book.
Right.
And for all of you all out there who thinks that, you know, that we just sit down and we just start writing a book and it just comes out, that's just not the way
it
works. You have to plan what you're going to write. And that's what makes the writing really easier. It's like, you know, trying to drive from Baltimore to Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, you just don't wake up and get in a car and you start driving. You have a map, and that's
right.
What makes that journey a little bit easier. And so you really have to plan or map out your book so that when you do start writing, you have clear goals, you have clear points that you want to make, and you have a clear path to how you want to get it written. Because as you said earlier, we also don't necessarily write from chapter one or page one to the end of the book straight through. We tend to jump around, and sometimes it's easier to write one chapter. Maybe there, you know, another chapter might be emotional, so it takes you a little bit longer. And so if you have a map or a guide or a plan, you can jump around and still have that consistency within your book. But the biggest thing is that you just have to start. You really do.
Yes.
Have
oh
to
my
start.
Goodness.
And you have to keep, like you said, chipping away, committed, and be on a schedule, because it's really hard to write a book if you're only looking at that book once a week. I encourage all of my clients, all of the people, you know, that I coach through their book, that you have to write every single day. Because on the days, the longer the time is between your writing sessions, the more you have to remember about what you've already written. So you spend a lot of time just trying to remember what you've written and review what you've written, and you lose a lot of writing time. So in the long run, it really is easier to write every single day. And before you know it, your book will be done.
It's so true. I am a witness. Woo-hoo!
But, and I am so proud of you for pushing through process and realizing that the world is waiting for your greatness. The world is waiting for your book. And so I applaud you for finishing that process.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. I forgot there was one question I did have that I did not ask, and you've probably been asked it a million times, but I'm going to ask it anyway. But out of all your characters in Easier Said Than Done, do you have a favorite, you know, or is everybody your favorite because you just kind of like the way you kind of mold them and, you know, shape them?
No, they're not. No, I definitely wouldn't say they're all my favorite. I think for Easier Said Than Done, Damon, who was the lead male character, was really my favorite because he was so challenging for me to write. The one thing is most of my fiction falls into the genre of romance, and one thing you have to be really careful with is that you make your characters imperfect, but you don't make them unlikable. So you don't want to make them so broken that people don't sympathize with them. And, you know, that's why it's healing for me, because it you know, you forgive a lot that's happened in your own relationships when you're trying to mend a relationship, even between characters. And so to understand that Damon had made some bad mistakes and done some things that Kingston didn't understand and that maybe most women wouldn't understand, that he still was a good person that was just, you know, having a little bit of trouble finding his way. And so for me it was a challenge, but it healed some pieces and some parts of me that hadn't forgiven, you know, the men in my life, or some of them anyway. And so to be able to write him and give him you know, a humanness, he just was a lot of fun to write. He was a really juicy character for me.
Cool. That is awesome. And one more question. I know I'm full of questions, aren't I? But the one thing, aside from the books that you've written, what books do you like to read? What genres of books do you love to read the most? Because I love to read, so I know I have my favorites.
Yeah.
But what are your favorites?
I really try to balance it out because I am a big fiction reader. So I try to really balance it out between fiction and nonfiction, first of all. I mean, I think that you always have to feed your mind and your spirit and that sort of thing. So I read a lot of motivational and spiritual books. I read a lot of books about business because I always want to be better at that. But for my fiction, I love romance. I mean, my grandmother read Harlequin. My mom read Harlequin. So I was probably reading Harlequin before I should have been reading Harlequin. So I love romance. But I also like thrillers. I really like legal thrillers. So like James Patterson.
Awesome.
I don't like gory, but I like
John
Grisham.
Do you like John Grisham?
John Grisham. I love John Grisham.
I
and
do
so
too.
Novels like
love
that I really
stuff.
Like. Yeah.
Awesome. It's so funny because I haven't had a chance to read any of the fiction lately. I love when you said find a balance, because I really need to do that, because sometimes I go to the extremes and I'm just so business, motivational. And then I forget all about my other interests, you know, like the fiction stuff. So I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because I really need to, I miss that. That's something that's missing in my reading time, aside from your awesome book. Hey, got to put that plug in there.
Yeah, thank you. You're sweet.
Oh, you're welcome. And before we go, what is the best way that everyone can get in touch with you? Gosh, I hate that our time is, we're kind of running down on time, but I wanted to make sure everyone knows how to get in contact with you.
You can connect with me anywhere socially. I mean, I love talking on Facebook. I'm really quite active on Twitter. I always tell people it's easier to tweet me than it is to call me. But I have some really awesome training coming up. So I hope that people, especially if you're looking to be an author, I have a 4-part series coming up on how to become a best-selling author easier and quicker, and how you can explode your business just based on your book. And so that's coming up in March. And so if anybody is interested in that, definitely reach out, and I will make sure that you're on the list to take part of that. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think people are going to be surprised that once you really kind of map it out and you have your tools, that you can get it done pretty quickly.
It's really true. It's really true. Ladies and gentlemen, time flies. I always say it, but it's just the truth. Time flies when you're having fun. Thank you so much, Nikki, so, so very much for joining me here in the studios tonight. And for those who are still here, thank you so much for staying up with us, because we know that it's getting late. So thank you for taking time out of your day to spend time with us. Stick around for some announcements, and guess what? We're going to do it again next week right here on the Ignite Your Life Parker Network. Have a great night, everyone.
Thanks so much for joining us today. And until next time, join our hashtag Ignite Your Life Facebook group for more sparks during the week to help you ignite your life and live the epic life now you deserve today. Always remember, love people, trust God, pray always, and expect victory.